we talked about the Torah is coming made up of Torah, mitzvot, and luchos. The Ramban learns that Torah means the stories of the Torah. Basically the stories of Maisa Bracious and the stories of the Avos. Why is it called Torah? What does the word Torah mean? To teach. What's it teaching us? The Ramban says a fantastic chiddush. Kihu mora anashim b'derach binyan ha'emuna. It teaches us our faith, right? And if you think about it, the stories in Bracious are really the fiber of our emuna. First of all, Briyas Ha'olam, which is fascinating. You'd think that people knew the details of Briyas Ha'olam, but for 2,000 years they didn't really know the Mahalach of Briyas Ha'olam until it was written at Har Sinai, Parshas Bracious. Parshas Bracious was Nisgala 2,000 years after creation. I mean, for sure, Adam HaRishon, right? Adam HaRishon, everybody knew about him until the door of Enosh, when mankind forgot Hashem. But everyone remembered that the world was created, but the system of how it's created was not known. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed from Maisa Bracious the creation of the world, and he also created the Am HaNivchar. He tells us the story of Avram Avinu, of Yitzchak and Yaakov, which is really the beginnings of Klal Yisrael.
Did Adam HaRishon know how the world was created?
Adam HaRishon was a Chacham Gadol, but the truth is, we don't know much about Adam HaRishon because he messed up so quickly. I mean, his Havana and Tfisa of things was so great, but only for a very short time, only for a couple hours. If we wouldn't be able to see Adam HaRishon the way he looked before. He was such a spiritual being that he was not made of the same stuff as us. He was barely Gashmi. Barely Gashmi. Okay. But so that's the Torah. So now he's... What's that? Yes, Earth looked different back then. It's a great question. In fact, the Ramban says something absolutely amazing. I guess we can talk a Ramban. It's a Ramban. So, there are times when the Ramban takes science seriously, and there are times where the Ramban doesn't take science seriously. I'll give you a case, just for by way of example. The Ramban by the rainbow, right? The rainbow was created officially at the time of when? Noach, right? But the Ramban says, a fascinating lesson, he says, Al Korchach, we have to agree with the Yevanim that a rainbow is refraction of light. And it must have existed before the Mabul. And the Ramban, some reason, feels compelled to agree with science when it comes to the rainbow, and explains the Parsha that it wasn't created then, but it became a sign then. Sometimes the Ramban rejects science. And I'll tell you, in your case in particular, the Ramban maintains that matter, right, matter, which is the basic component of all physicality, that matter before the Chet of Adam HaRishon would never decompose, meaning that no tree would have a wilting leaf, right? Nothing in the world would decay, and that and human beings would live forever. Everybody would live forever. So then he says, science doesn't show that way, right? Science shows that things decompose, right? They decompose. So the Ramban says they're making a terrible mistake, science. Why? Because they're analyzing what matter looks like after Chet of Adam HaRishon. If I take a microscope and I study something today based on what it looks like after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, it's matter that decomposes. It's a totally different type of matter. So I'm answering your question similarly. It's true man was made from earth, but we don't have a clue what earth looked like before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Once Adam HaRishon did the Chet, everything is embedded with Tumah. Everything, ourselves, everything is entangled with lower parts.
Hashem
What? Hashem didn't do it, Rabosai. We didn't, unfortunately. Elokim bara sa'adam yashar. Hashem created man straight. Veheim bikshu chishbonos rabin. Man complicated planet Earth. Right? They're doing it today. Right? Look at the world. The world, who knows what, you know, the whole world is, even every aspect of the world is like, you know, is being abused. Being abused. You have, you know, all this junk and food for preservatives and this and that. And, but wait, I want to just finish this point, and then we'll come back to you. But so what I'm saying to you is that we don't know what Earth looked like. Back then, Earth was something that didn't even decompose. And it's not very interesting, by the way, to realize this is a big chizuk for people who are bothered by the sciences not always stemming with the Torah. There are certain things that science accepts, but there's really no reason that they have to accept them. And once they accept these rules, then you feel a lack of emunah because you're accepting those rules. But here's a very simple example. We believe there was something called Adam Rishon. We believe that the chait changed the world, right? So essentially, if you wanted to figure out what matter looked like before, you can't. And therefore, all scientific findings are not relevant to something earlier. I'll bring you another example, carbon dating. Right? Carbon dating is a way of dating things based on the levels of carbon in matter. And you can figure out whether it's from 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago. Interestingly enough, the oldest man that they found, and he's an Iceman, his name is Otzi, I think. Otzi.
Austria.
What?
Austria.
It's in Austria? So Otzi is about 5,000 years old, which stems with us. You'll never find anybody much older than that. You can't find. He's frozen. Yeah, he's frozen. He's a frozen man.
He froze for
5,000 years. If they're right, they might be wrong, but according to their, that a 5,000-year-old man is stems with the Torah, but 5-million-year-old man obviously doesn't. Now, carbon dating tells you how much somebody is. Now, Revolba gives a very simple mushel, but the beauty is in the simplicity. The beauty is in the simplicity. Revolba, one second. Revolba says the following. He says, imagine two people are in a museum, right? And they're staring at a painting, and it's a masterful painting. And the painting is of a 85-year-old man, right? And one says to the other, wow, they got this new painting in the museum. We've been here so many times, and look, they just got it, and it's from a painter who from Manhattan who paints a lot and is a modern day painter. The other one says to the other, no, it's not. It's 85 years old. Look at the painting. It's an 85-year-old man, so it's an 85-year-old painting, right? So he says back to him, he says, what are you, crazy? Somebody can't paint a picture that's 85 years old, right? Obviously, that's very obvious. But says Revolba, he says, the way carbon dating works is they basically determined how much carbon has to exist from the beginning of time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, put a certain amount of carbon in the world to start with. They have no idea how much. They were just assuming that there was no carbon and that the carbon developed. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu painted a world that's 85 years old, that's many millions of years old in its construct. But a lot of these assumptions that get people all stared are really based on very big assumptions that don't make any sense.
Hey, wasn't the world created a few times? So maybe why can't there be a
no, the world was not created a few times.
Oh?
No. There were other worlds that were created, but this world was only created once. Okay. Now, what were you saying, Avi?
What was Hashem planning? I'm saying, of course he knew that Adam was going to do the chait, but like, what was the goal for Klal Yisrael before Adam did the chait?
So this is a very deep point. Avi's asking, it would have been a very boring story, and where would we be in all this? If Adam HaRishon would have behaved, so all of Jewish history would be quite quick. It would have been a day. Adam Rishon makes it to Shabbos, just behaving, not eating from the Eitz Hadas, we go right into Shabbos, which is Olam Haba. So where are we on all this? So the truth is, the Mekubalim answer this, and this is the true answer. Adam Rishon had all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael inside of him. We would like to think that we wouldn't have made the mistake that Adam Rishon did, but we were there too. We were part of his composition. And actually, the intensity of this one day, these few hours, really are an intensified version of all of history. And if we would have succeeded on that day to not eat from the Eitz of Das, all of us would have done our mission as well. I know that's incredible to think about, but that's exactly what it was. Then imagine like a shattering, like you take a glass cleat, throw it on the floor and it goes into millions of pieces. All of the neshama starts spread out through the 6,000 years, connected the 6 days of creation, and now have to pick up the pieces for all the damage that was created. What was special about it? First of all, I don't want to talk about it, but what was special about it was that we were not supposed to eat it. That's a mitzvah. Meaning, let's go simple for a second. Just like you're supposed to not eat a cheeseburger, you weren't supposed to eat this fruit. It doesn't matter. It just matters that it was kasher tziva Hashem. Oh, so here, Maishi's asking a good question. And this is one of the most difficult questions, which is, why was this such a taiva? Right, we're in yeshiva, and we never gave a shmooze on eating a fruit, right, that wasn't meiser, even though people should watch out for bad hechsherim, but that's not like the eating a mango that wasn't meiser properly. You know, Sammy, I've never seen somebody who, like, has to eat a mango.
Yeah.
You've met such a guy?
No. Yeah.
Not yet, right. There's always somebody.
There's always somebody.
But most people are not, that's not their Nisayan. So the basic idea is the following, and this has to do with what Gershi was talking about. Adam HaRishon was a Bria that we can't understand. He wasn't physical yet, so therefore his desire for connection to Hashem and wisdom of all types was like our Taiva for Arias, and even much, much more. If you think about where he was a totally intellectual being. He didn't have the physical part of us, but he did have urges, and he did have deep, deep desires in order to be challenged as a Baal Bechira. This tree offered to understand Hashem. That was the pitch that the Malach Amaves, the Nachash HaKaimonis, was offering. It says, this fruit is the fruit of Yediyas Tov and Ra. If you eat this fruit, you are going to chap all different aspects of creation that Hashem wouldn't have let you chop. And over there, it's better to understand it. And he convinced him, and his deep, deep urge to try to see the world like Hashem and understand evil caused him to eat from it. It was almost like an avera lishma.
It was a lie, right?
What? It was a total lie. But all averas, they always have a pitch. The Yetzer Hara, when we do an avera, a lot of times tells us, you know, I've heard from people, they say, I don't want to be shomer my bris today because I'm going to have a bad morning seder. Right? What is that? How did the Yetzer Hara manage to do that? Right? When I hear it, it's absolutely ridiculous. But when the person goes through it, they believe it. Why? Because he needs to package something in a way that's doable for the good part of you too. The Yetzer Hara is not dumb. He does this to all of us. He tries to package everything. Every good machlokas between people, right? When people have a machlokas, they always have a lishma. There's an old joke. Where's Shimon? Shimon, this joke is also better than your joke. So you'll enjoy it. Shimon, you're not going to live this one up. So it says, kol machlokas is a kol machlokas that's not lishma. Ain sof aliskayim, right? But kol machlokas l'shem shamayim is miskayim, right? So that means machlokas like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is lishma, right? And Korach v'Hadassah is lishma. What they say is that any machlokas that's l'shem shamayim is misgayim, v'misgayim, v'misgayim, v'misgayim. Meaning when every side thinks that they're the ones that have a l'shem shamayim, they're never going to give up, even though they're not l'shem shamayim. But the worst thing is a machlokas l'shem shamayim. Because the machlokas l'shem shamayim, every party thinks they're doing the right thing. So it's misgayim, v'misgayim, misgayim. No, better than your joke? You're not laughing. Because it's intelligent humor, that's why you have to get it. Shimon, you like this? now I got you to laugh. It was hard, okay.
Yeah. 6,000 years would be the 6 days of the week, and the 7th year is Mashiach. Why would we say like 8 is, can I get Melanat Teva? What would 8 be and 7 is?
So it's a good question. 8 is sort of accessing things that are out of your world. Meaning while you're in the world, to have an attachment to things that are above, to get chizuk and be not here. Because while you're here in this world, you need an anchor, an oxygen. Guys, shkayach, special shkayach to Shimon and Yossi, and